Looks like Washington is about to put off dealing with the debt again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Barring a last-minute breakthrough, the so-called Congressional Super Committee will report failure this morning. Failure to agree on $1.2 trillion in deficit savings over 10 years. The spin today will likely be that after the next election, it'll be easier for lawmakers to agree on a plan for the nation's finances. But as Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports, we've heard that before.
The super committee was born out of last summer's crisis over increasing the government's authority to borrow. Despite dozens of high-level meetings between the White House and congressional Republicans, the two sides could not find deficit reduction common ground. Before that, there was the Gang of Six, bipartisan senators who tried unsuccessfully to bridge the differences, and that gang was preceded by a presidentially appointed commission. It came up with a $4 trillion grand bargain that fell short of the required majority. Andy LaPerriere with ISI Group says the two parties have very different views on the role of government.
Bottom line is that Democrats don't want to vote to reduce entitlement spending by a meaningful amount, and Republicans don't want to vote to raise taxes by a meaningful amount. So it's difficult to get either of them to get off of that position.
This latest attempt has a plan B, automatic across-the-board cuts in spending for both defense and domestic programs start January 2013, unless the next Congress and the next president decide to change them. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Now to Spain, which has become the latest European country to throw the bums out. Spain held elections over the weekend, sent the ruling Socialist Party packing, and gave the conservative Popular Party control of parliament. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford joins us now from Madrid with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what was the electorate in Spain saying here?
Well, the Popular Party campaigned purely on a platform of change, saying it was the party which represented a safe pair of hands for the Spanish economy, that could manage the Spanish economy better than the socialist government has managed to do in the past 8 years.
And when you say manage the economy, I assume you mean make big cuts, maybe raise taxes.
The Popular Party has spoken about austerity. It's spoken about sacrifices. It hasn't spoken about tax increases. In fact, it's talking about cutting tax for businesses, trying to promote entrepreneurialism. It's talking about trying to promote small and medium-sized businesses to get them hiring people again and try to tackle Spain's really big problem, which, of course, is unemployment. Almost 5 million people here in Spain unemployed.
And do the people in Spain this morning feel that they're going to get what they want?
I think half of Spain is hopeful and the other half of Spain is pretty gloomy. People on the left wing here in Spain are concerned about possible cuts to the welfare state. They're concerned about austerity measures affecting health and education. People on the right wing, I think, are pleased that finally their party has come to power, and they hope that it can bring the change that it's promised. But it's a really tall order because, of course, all the eyes of the Eurozone and the international markets are also on Spain to see if the Popular Party can really deliver what it's promised.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Madrid. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in global trading this morning, down more than 2% across Europe right now. On the upside, the new Twilight movie, which had a huge $139 million opening weekend, even though the movie was panned by reviewers. One said, "I've had mosquito bites that were more passionate than this." On Wall Street Friday, the Dow buzzed up 25 points to close at 11,796.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a raise-your-rate four-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting The Descendants, starring George Clooney, from Alexander Payne, director of Sideways and About Schmidt, in theaters in November. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com.
So far, the biggest direct impact of the European debt crisis on our financial system was the collapse of MF Global. The company went bankrupt because of large bets on European debt. Now, MF Global may not have been a household name before its downfall, but as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports, it was a member of a very exclusive club at the Fed.
When the man behind the curtain at the Federal Reserve wants to get control of a wicked witch in the financial world, he enlists the help of others.
Oh, you liquidated her, eh? Very reserved. gospel.
Yes, sir.
When the Fed needs help pouring money on the nasty economy, for example, it uses what are called primary dealers, firms that buy and sell massive amounts of government bonds to control the flow of money. David Weiss is a former chief economist for the Fed. He says literally saving the world, at least financially speaking, requires firms that are up to the task. And the Fed's website says it rigorously reviews those partners to make sure they are.
Obviously, they want to deal with people who are going to be around, not people that are going to disappear next week. So clearly they missed it on this one.
This one being the recent bankruptcy of MF Global just 9 months after the Fed chose the firm as one of its primary dealers. The Fed's website cautions its list of special trading partners is not meant to be an endorsement. But its Stone and McCarthy Research Associates, Ray Stone, says it's pretty much viewed as one.
While the Fed isn't giving them a good housekeeping seal of approval, they are thought by their customers to be stronger and bigger and get better prices than the little dealers.
Those customers range from big money investors to retirement funds. The failure of MF Global is yet another blow to trust in the financial markets, and the Fed is now requiring its primary dealers to keep more rainy day cash on hand. Banking industry consultant Bert Ely says it figures.
That's not surprising. Usually after the house burns down, people start trying to figure out how do we prevent the next fire. So this is a typical after-the-fact response.
Ely expects a congressional inquiry into how MF Global was chosen and whether similar troubles might be lurking. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally to Alabama, which recently passed a tough new immigration law that requires police officers to check a driver's immigration status on routine traffic stops. Well, last week, an officer did just that after pulling over a driver whose rental car was missing a license plate. The man was German and only had a German photo ID, so he was arrested. Well, it turns out he was an executive from Mercedes-Benz, which employs more than 4,000 people at a plant near Tuscaloosa. Long story short, he wasn't deported. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Everybody knows unemployment is bad, so it makes sense, right, that people need to find a way to take the pressure off?
People have not stopped having sex in California. We are still seeing a growing population.
Which means you have to find something for them to do. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Foreclosures, joblessness, and all the rest in California's Inland Empire. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.